101 All-Americans, 7 Heisman Trophy winners, 11 national championships. Notre Dame is a college football powerhouse once again flexing its muscle, but the Irish have faltered in this spot before. Top 10 in the country, late in the season, with a top 15 opponent staring them in the face. Last year, it was a thrashing at the hands of number 7 Miami.
Miami announcing itself as not just ACC Coastal Division champions, but very strong playoff contenders, as Kelly and the Irish are sent home humbled.
In 2015, a last-second heartbreaker against number 9 Stanford.
It's up to a senior for Stanford, Conrad Ukropina, for the win.
And in 2014, a controversial finish versus defending national champion Florida State.
The kneel down, and the Noles took their first lead deep in the fourth quarter. And the win streaks at 23. Irish gave it everything they had and more than thought most they could bring.
At one point in each of the last 5 years, Notre Dame has been ranked in the top 10, but the Irish have never finished higher than 11th in that time. It's almost become a tradition for head coach Brian Kelly to feel a little something like this late in the season.
Losing should never feel good. There are no moral victories. We're disappointed in losing the football game, but I'm proud of our football team.
But 2018 feels a little different for the Irish. Notre Dame has won their 9 games by an average of 2 touchdowns and feature a tantalizing pair of dual-threat quarterbacks.
The 43, Wimbush, looking deep. Chris Fink down there. Fink, did he catch it? Yes! Touchdown, Irish!
They're in field goal range. They want a touchdown. Book, a great fake, and they will not touch him. Touchdown, Notre Dame!
A running back that can strike at a moment's notice.
Williams turns the corner and look out! Dexter Williams in a foot race! And they run him down! No! 98-yard touchdown!
And a ferocious front 7.
Irish show pressure. They bring 4. Patterson is flushed. He's in trouble. He is sacked. Out of field goal range at the 40, Khalid Kareem.
So Notre Dame's matchup with Syracuse next week presents an interesting dynamic. Can the Irish prove that this year is different, or will SU be the one to spoil their fun in 2018? J.D. Rocci, WAER Sports.